Let's get things underway. This is also, in addition to the season opener of the 53rd Riverside Summer Concert Series, this is Dick Doherty Night. It pleases me to no end to say that, so I'm going to say it again. It's Dick Doherty Night. So, without additional distress on my part, I will pass things along to Bill Miller from the Parks Foundation.
Thank you, John. You know, what better way is it to welcome every one of us to the summer of 2004 than welcoming us to the first concert in the park? No better way. Welcome also on behalf of your park commissioners, in addition to myself, Jerry Hawkins and Glenn Kinsley, and special thanks to our sponsors. You see their names up there, and they will be given recognition tonight. And two people who really make this specific park hum, as well as our others, Tim Brueggemann and his staff with the Parks District, and also Ken Trout, Findlay City Parks and Recreation, because both organizations run this park and do it very well. Thank you. You know, you think for a minute, 53 years ago, I was 9 years old. Sorry, Dick. But you think about it, 53 years, 53 seasons. I figured out that is about 500 of these concerts when you go back over the years. And there's one common thread throughout all these years. One man, either as a musician or master of ceremonies or both, has been involved. And that's Dick Doherty, the man we're honoring tonight. You know, we have special terms in our culture for honoring special people. We use words like icons and legends. In the media, we hear about lifetime achievement awards. Our mission tonight is to give a sort of lifetime achievement award to our icon and legend, Dick Doherty. And now I was just about to introduce our mayor to read a proclamation, but I heard Dick on the radio the other day, and Dick has had the honor of introducing every mayor of Findlay back, what was it, the early 1900s, Dick? Something like that. And, but seriously, okay.
It's over here.
But Dick did mention, and he was quite honest, he had not had the honor of introducing our current mayor, Tony Iriti. Dick, I want you to come up here a little bit, please. Now, Dick, here's the introduction you use. And now to honor the legendary Dick Doherty, here's Mayor Tony Iriti. Okay, you got that?
That's what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah, you got it.
He doesn't know me very well. Now Tony Iriti has one of the greatest honors he's probably ever had in his political life. Tony's going to be able to stand up here and say nice things about one of the greatest guys that he's ever known. And I'm going to be right here to say it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. And so with that, I introduce our current mayor, one that hopes to be around for maybe a couple more terms, Tony Iriti.
Am I supposed to sing Stormy Weather now? Actually, it really is a pleasure of mine because I can stand here and say I was less than 2 years old 53 years ago, so I don't get to say that very often. Whereas it's the responsibility of the mayor of the city of Findlay, Ohio, to recognize accomplishment of the citizens of the community who have made a significant difference. And whereas Richard Dick Doherty has been a performer and the voice of the Findlay Hancock County at the Riverside Park Bandshell for over 50 years. And whereas after graduation from Findlay High School, serving in the United States Coast Guard, attending Miami University in Oxford, and after graduation joined WFIN, becoming sales manager. And whereas being the entertainer that he is and being so comfortable in front of a microphone, he hosted the early morning WFIN Big Band Show, Coffee Time, and his Master of Ceremonies for the Civic Band Concerts in Riverside Park that is celebrating their 53rd anniversary this year. And whereas Dick has contributed energy, enthusiasm, and the entertainment enjoyed by the community that enriches both musicians and visitors here at the concerts, which we appreciate very much. Now, therefore, I, Anthony P. Iritti, Mayor of the City of Findlay, Ohio, do hereby proclaim Wednesday, June 23rd, 2004, as Richard Dick Doherty Night for the opening night festivities of the Riverside Concert Series in Findlay, and ask that all citizens of the community recognize this Findlay personality who is always the first to say welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I thank you for coming out here for 50 years. And a lot of familiar faces there. A lot of strange ones, too. Great group, though. I've often felt that this particular crowd was a real warm, family-type group, and they're kind of my people. I make jokes out here that I would tell to you individually, but I wouldn't normally tell them in front of any other group. But this group would laugh and say, well, we know what you're talking about, Dick. It made it a lot of fun. For instance, I would open up the program many times with a joke, a pretty good joke, and the crowd would laugh, and I would pin a blue ribbon on my jacket, and sort of as a winner for the joke telling. And I'd get a little laugh, and then later on I would tell a real bummer. I knew it was a bum joke, it was a pun, and it would encourage booing. And I could always count on several people to give me a hearty boo. Come on, Gordy, that stunk. Little friendly phrases like that. So I would rip the ribbon off and look hurt, and put it in my pocket. Then later on, towards the end of the program, I would tell one that, from experience, I knew was a real barn burner, a thigh slapper, a killer diller, one that would rock the ceiling. In fact, there used to be a ceiling out here, and I told them it was gone. So I would tell that one, and the crowd would really respond. They would laugh, as I knew they would, and then I would go like this. And that hopefully would get another one. That was just a little bit. Never fail. There's some that you can always count on. Bob Hope and all those guys always had a few. Bessie Charles used to be out here all the time. Every time she'd be here with the Heritage Gang, she gave blood. She donated a tank car, I think, full of blood during the war and all. She's a great lady. Saw in the Heritage newsletter that she was teaching them out there how to milk cows. So I figured that the Manley family are going to start a dairy farm out there, since that's the big thing around here now, get a big dairy farm going. Of course, she'll have to argue with Tony Iritti and all the city fathers, but that's their problem. Yeah, Chet Smith was the first mayor that I introduced. He was a monument man here in Findlay, Ohio. Bill Carlin, William Bentley Burr, Calvin Thatcher, Saucer. Saucer was a great guy to kid with. I told him when he was mayor, and I introduced him, that this bridge over here at that time had no streets leading up to it. It was called the Bridge to Nowhere. I said, well, the thing we could do on there, Your Honor, would be, since we've got railings along either side, but there's no traffic on it, just put some railings down on either end, fill it in with some good rich soil, plant it with some nice flowers, and Flag City would have the largest flower box maybe in the entire country. And oh boy, quite a deal. He didn't think that was very funny. And he had his chance to come back. When he got up then to speak, he said, and I'm not making fun of him, he had a very distinctive voice, well, I appreciate what Mr. Doherty said about the bridge over there to nowhere, And I think that possibly we could put railings on either end and fill it with good, rich soil and plant it with flowers. And then, of course, I'll know exactly where I can go to get the fertilizer. No, I like to tell jokes where I caught the blunt of it, and that was one that really got me.
Anyhow,
Alan Dudley and his wife Ruth were driving around Findlay when they first got here back in 1950, and they saw, and that was when I got out of college and went to work with the Hemingers up at the radio station. They saw this old band shell out here, and Ruth said, "That's a shame that that hasn't refurbished and fixed up." And as a result of a lot of work, it was fixed up, and it's been fixed up quite a bit since. And Ralph Shell was the first director, and I was the first MC, because Alan Dudley, as was mentioned here earlier, Alan was enlisted in the United States Coast Guard. And I had enlisted in the United States Coast Guard. We took pride in the fact that we had volunteered for service rather than getting drafted, which at that time was more important than it is today. I don't really care that much about it one way or the other. But they didn't tell us which coast they had in mind. Alan ended up on a troop ship going back and forth to Europe, and I ended up on a sub chaser going back and forth to Europe, escorting the convoys. So we had quite an experience. We hit it off very well when we met at WFIN, and when he asked if I would be the MC, my answer, of course, was yes. You got more time?
Well, I think Mr. Miller has something else that he'd like to tell the audience.
Mr. Miller can wait just a minute, because I'm not quite through.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
I do want one more
Take
time.
Take your time.
Get these new guys in here, they don't know how to. I do want to, Tony, I want to tell you one mayor joke that hit home to you. And it's in respect to you, because I do have great respect for you. I was walking down the street one day with my daughter Linda, who was home from her college, and she's proud of her daddy, and not being away for so much, she didn't realize that there was no need of any pride in me. But anyhow, we were walking down the street, and having worked at the Ohio Oil Company, some of you older folks will remember the Ohio Oil Company, I worked there for a while, then I worked at Marathon, then I worked at various other Harris Theater and all around, sold advertising up and down Main Street for the radio station, so I knew all of the merchants and they knew me. And I just knew a lot of people, and a lot of people knew me. So as they would pass, "Hi Dick, hi Dick, hi Dick, hey Darty," honk their horns and wave. And my daughter said, "Boy, my dad sure knows a lot of people in this town." So I kind of went into my Findlay Senior High School drum major strut. I said, yeah, "Your old man here, and by God, I could run for mayor." And she said, "Yeah, Dad, you could run for mayor, and you'd probably get it. And then what would you do?" So I respect those of you who ran for mayor and got it and know what to do. God bless you.
John are escorting Dick over to the side here. Take you back a few months. Last fall, in a park district meeting, we were talking about how can we honor and recognize in a visible way what all Dick has done for Findlay and Hancock County. His love of music, of course, especially dance music, big band music. His long service as master of ceremonies here for these concerts in the summers over the years, and of course, and of course his long friendship with Alan Dudley, the namesake of our band shell. So the obvious answer was, let's name this plaza in his honor, the plaza right in front of you. We had enthusiastic support, immediate support from Mayor Iritty, the council, and others, and I want to read a resolution that will make this official in the next couple of weeks. A resolution naming the seating and garden area in front of the Alan Dudley Bandshell at Riverside Park the Dick Doherty Plaza. Dick Doherty, who has for over 50 years been an MC, musician, and promoter at the Summer Concert Series at Riverside Park, and whereas Council, in honor of Dick Doherty, wishes to designate the seating and garden area in front of the Allen Dudley Bandshell the Dick Doherty Plaza. Now therefore be it resolved by the Council of the City of Findlay, State of Ohio, Section 1, that the seating and garden area in front of the Allen Dudley Bandshell at Riverside Park be and is hereby named and designated as the Dick Doherty Plaza. This resolution shall take effect and be enforced from and after the earliest period provided by law. And now, thank you. And this very special plaque over to my left reads, and please stop and see it tonight after the concert, Riverside Park, Dick Doherty Plaza, honoring longtime bandshell musician, master of ceremonies, and friend of the summer concerts, dedicated June 23rd, 2004. Again, Dick, thank you for all you've done. Now, once again, good evening and welcome to the Riverside Summer Concert Series. We are very pleased to be here as masters of ceremonies and also to honor the great and glorious Mr. Doherty, a card and drumsticks from Gary Lanis and Night Jazz. So, without further ado, let me introduce to you Night Jazz.
Good evening. It is a great pleasure to be here, and it's so nice to welcome you with no clouds, sun. It's just not like our performance out here. I was listening to Dick's program a number of weeks ago, and he was saying that one of the great high points of his time here at the park is when he's been invited to sit in with the various bands and play his most all-time favorite tune, In the Mood. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if he would be good enough to join us? And he said he would love to. So we'd like to open tonight's program with the tune In the Mood, written in 1939, and features the now popular dueling saxophone solos between alto and tenor saxes. You'll enjoy that in the middle of the tune, Brian Sickinger on alto and Brandon Engler on tenor, and of course, the inimitable Mr. Doherty on drums. Thank you. rare privilege. Thanks so much, Dick. It has always been our idea to try to get you folks out of here before dark, but with your kind indulgence, we might not make it quite tonight. We'd love to have you here. We'd like to continue with a tune that was written in 1957 for the film biography of the legendary comedian Joey Lewis. It was a title that was, or it was the role that was played by Frank Sinatra, and this tune happened to win the Oscar for the best tune of 1957, All the Way. Enjoyed these alto sax solo talents of Mr. Brian Sickinger. In 1933, Harold Arlen wrote a tune that has been recorded by probably every ballad singer known to the recording industry, and we would like to introduce our own featured soloist, Judy Lowell, in Stormy Weather.
There's no sun up in the sky. walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I need to do, the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on, everything I have is gone. Stormy weather, since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining on.
I'd like to move back to 1931, a tune popularized in the film Casablanca, and you're probably thinking, as time goes by, and you're exactly right. And again, enjoy the tenor sax work of Brandon Engler.
Thank you.
McDougal on the piano break. I was alluding a few minutes back about the ceremonies and services that had been we've witnessed over on the beaches of Normandy, being 60 years, and then the passing of President Reagan and the tremendous tributes that have been coming their way ever since, and the very serious time that kind of pulls us all together as a nation. And we'd like to honor that indomitable spirit that so much speaks to the American inner being, and we would like to bring back the Nightingales, and we hope you enjoy the Carmen Dragon arrangement of America the Beautiful.
Thank you.
Again, Glenn Miller did so much for the big band times. We would like to go back to 1941. This was the first tune ever written to sell a million records. And the recording industry at the time decided to award a made-up gold record. I've mentioned this on a time or two before. This was the start of the gold and then the platinum and all the other recognition that today's recording artists enjoy. Well, Chattanooga Choo Choo was the tune that got it all started. So we reintroduce you to our Nightingales, and we'd like to continue with the Chattanooga Choo Choo. Gathering our last thoughts, I'd like to introduce the folks in the group very quickly. I'm going to do it from my right to my left. Just raise your hand when I name your names. You have enjoyed the solo talents of so many of these folks, starting with the sax section, Rob Heckman, Brandon Engler, Alex Goberman, Brian Sickinger, Dick Riemsnyder, and Merv Schrock. Saxes. Trombones. My right to left, Jim Blousy, Elisa Diller, Dave Voss, and Sue Alt. Trumpet same way, Bob Berger, Tom Swaysgood, Terry Glick, Don Jeffries. Rhythm section on piano, Sally McDougall. Rhythm guitar, Dave Samet. Bass guitar, Dan Conley. Drums, Gary Lannis. As I mentioned, our Nightingales, Janie Emmerich, Joe May Bomber, Judy Lowell. My name is Jim Scothorn, and it's my distinct pleasure to be able to work with this group. They won't let me play because they know I can't. They make me direct. And what a privilege. Well, as Dean Martin used to say toward the end of his TV show, well, it looks like but a clock on the wall. It's about time to go. Oh, it has been a great fun, and we so appreciate your coming, and we are so grateful for this wonderful weather we have. We'd like to conclude with the great tune, A Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B.
Thank you very much, and a safe trip home.